Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Dave Baker, a Central College alumnus and state historian, joins us on today's program to preview his presentation titled In the Details at the Historic Pella Trust Annual Meeting Thursday, November 8th.
Well, Dave, first of all, you're coming to Pella on behalf of the Historic Pella Trust for their annual celebration on November the 8th. But before we get to that, let our listeners know a little bit about the work you do with history. If people have seen you on Facebook or they've seen your website, you kind of have developed a passion for history throughout the state of Iowa.
I have, and I'm proud to say that the 29th State, which is a celebration of Iowa history, heritage, and architecture, actually came into development while I was at Central College in Pella. And the idea came about, I was visiting with a roommate of mine who had this impression that Iowa was a very boring place to live. And I tried to counter that and show him some of the interesting historic sites. And as I got to doing that, I started thinking, well, wait a second, there's probably a lot of people that don't realize just what there is to see around here. So I've always liked photography. I didn't know much about it, but I bought a camera and decided I was going to go around and start taking pictures of historic buildings. And I went from that to thinking, well, maybe I'll put together a book of photographs of different buildings, because that'd be something interesting that people might be interested in. And it's just grown from there. So I ended up launching a Facebook blog in 2015, and the work continues on the website. It's in development still, but my goal is to go around and photograph every single community in the state of Iowa. And that includes some of the ones that are no longer with us, some of the ghost towns. And that's actually where some of the most interesting stuff is. People don't give it much credit.
Well, and I'm looking through the website right now, and people who don't know Iowa, the 29thstate.com, going through some of the different photos, and you mentioned you go all throughout Iowa. You know, what has, I guess, in your mind really driven you to get to some of those ghost towns and to get to some of those corners that may otherwise be long forgotten?
Well, actually, there's a real personal connection, and it has to do with Marion County. Several years ago, I was doing some genealogical research, and I came across some information on my great-great-grandmother, who was born in Donnelly, Iowa. And I had never heard of Donnelly before. And I did some digging and discovered that Donnelly is actually just outside of Knoxville. And it is a very, very small, or was rather, a very small railroad community, never incorporated, never platted, not more than just a couple houses, maybe a dozen houses at its peak. I don't even know if a photograph exists of the town. If it does, I've never seen it. But that was where she was born. And she was born at a small house there. And her parents, or her father rather, was involved with coal mining in Marion County. So that was one of the things that kind of drew me to include as many of the ghost towns as possible, because there's some significant personal history of mine and presumably other people's as well. Now, I will say it's an exercise in absurdity to try to find every single ghost town in the state of Iowa, because there's literally thousands of them. There's just in Marion, Jasper, Polk, and Warren County, there are at least 150 that I've come up with. And the criteria for ghost town is really arbitrary. You know, is it just a post office? Was there an actual town there? Was it platted? There's a lot of gray area that really is somewhat informal. But I try to include places that I think would have a significant history to warrant mentioning, or places that have something that's interesting to photograph. Now, real quick, with Donnelly, a couple years ago, the Rural Marion County History Bus actually did put up a sign where Donnelly Station was, and I was overjoyed to discover that that was marked, because that's the only indication that there was ever a small community there, and now I've got a place where I can say that's where my great-great-grandmother was born.
Well, and in fact, for your presentation coming up on the 8th, one of the details Historic Pella Trust has shared with us, you're going to be focusing on a town that is a little bit different than a ghost town, of course, the city of Pella, a very rich tradition, rich history. People know about the Historical Society, historic homes with Historic Pella Trust, and you're going to give a presentation called In the Details, many of which will include a unique perspective, as I understand, about Pella's history.
You're correct. So Pella is a little bit of a challenge for me. And I mean that in the best possible way, because I dearly love Pella. It is a wonderful city. I enjoyed going to college there. I love visiting. I go back as often as I can. But the thing about Pella is that people know its history. There's a lot of communities that I go to. Fort Dodge is a great example. Fort Dodge has a really, really rich history, but it has so many newer people in town that not everybody's familiar with it. So I can stand up there and talk about the fort, in the early days on the Dragoon Trail, and people are interested in that, and they're curious. Pella is different because everybody knows about Dominique Sculte. Everybody knows about the dishes that got broken. Everybody knows about, you know, the Dutch settlers coming in. It's a lot different because there's so much more background already there and easily accessible at the Historical Society and the Historic Pella Trust, which is great. So my challenge was to come up with something that might educate people and maybe make them notice something they didn't notice before. So I went down and took a whole bunch of pictures of different buildings and shot them from unique angles and emphasized pieces of architecture you might not notice just walking down the street. And I think people are going to really be surprised at some of the stuff that's come out of it. I've uncovered some different people that maybe don't get mentioned as often, and uncovered some different architectural styles that people may be surprised to learn about.
Once again, that was Dave Baker, who is presenting to Historic Pella Trust at their November 8th annual meeting. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.